We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Are we seeing the earth?
You've got it.
Are we seeing the earth now?
You've got it.
Are we seeing the earth?
You've got it.
It is the 29th day of January, 2012. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours on this live Sunday edition. I want to thank you all for joining us. I am particularly focused today, and I will cover all of this news and information in front of us. And I'm going to run down some of that in a moment. But first, I wrote up just in a few minutes before the show just some of the crimes that tie together, and in a project I'm going to work on a graphic that ties these different pieces in the New World Order together, and then basically you zoom back from it and it's a big spider sitting on the planet, because that's basically what we're facing. But I have a list of issues here. This is just a small list. I'm going to add a lot more and tie it all together. This is just a brainstorm of the crimes the globalists are committing. I think there's probably about 20 or so. I didn't number these points. We're going to be going over that today and just beginning to tie it together in the organized, global, standardized scientific dictatorship system that is not in complete control, that is not managing everything, but is close to it and is trying to standardize the entire planet, not to empower humanity, but to absolutely regulate it and control it and shut down the industrial world as we know it, except for high-powered government, university, and corporate reservations. The rest of us will be reduced down to chattel. And it's stated by the UN, by the globalist, by Maurice Strong and many others, that they do want to use economic warfare to turn us into chattel. So that is all coming up here today. Aaron Dykes just posted a big article at Infowars.com dealing with a satire piece out of The Onion. Satire article quips, at least 2.3 billion people must die to save the Earth. And I noticed they make jokes about implantable microchips. They make jokes about the NDAA. And then all that does is, the people that don't really pay attention, is I get emails saying, you got that from The Onion. I noticed this years ago and then later discovered that it's actually a government program. They do have CIA and others inside major tabloids. You can look this up. It's been leaked from time to time, that I'll be going through the checkout line, you know, the 18 years or so I've been awake, the 17 years on air, and I'll always notice Bat Boy at the Capitol, Bat Boy, you know, a president meets with aliens, president meets with a creature from the Black Lagoon, always something obviously ridiculous, and then around it, real things. Governments establishing camps. Governments want you to have an implantable chip. Polio vaccine had cancer virus in it. And then you read the articles, and they're written like jokes next to Bat Boy so that grandma gets it and thinks, wow, it's all real, and so her son comes home and laughs at her. That's the target audience, mainly. And it's all done so yuppies and people can feel official and just almost subliminally pick up those ridiculous headlines mixed in with real stuff like John Edwards caught cheating on his wife. Mixed in with Arnold Schwarzenegger was a Nazi and a fish man to visit Parliament. So they mix it all in on purpose, and it's been a long-term tactic, and it's just very, very sad. All right. We're going to get into that, but huge news on the Second Amendment front, huge news on the slave factories in China, huge news on Iran, Bill Gates, the economy, it's all coming up.
We'll be right back. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That's right. This radio broadcast worldwide is the number one hardcore voice of reality and true scientific analysis of what is truly happening on this planet. We are number one when it comes to podcasts, number one when it comes to people listening on the internet and exploding on XM and on the AM and FM dial. In fact, I'm going to have my producers flog me tomorrow if I don't mention the 16 new stations we've got in the last month. I've been meaning to do that all last week, but there's just so much news. And we are reaching now, conservatively, if you add up all the different ways we reach people, YouTube, PrisonPlanet.tv, the nightly news, shortwave, AM, FM, XM, conservatively 15 million people a week. 15 million people. Rush Limbaugh, it's 22 million, mainly terrestrial radio. 15 million. At this growth rate, within 1 year, we'll be bigger than any U.S.-based political so-called talk show. But, you see, the old dinosaur media, and that includes neocon outfits, still are legends in their own mind. Still have all the regalia and the bling of the self-anointed leaders. I mean, take MSNBC, their top shows rarely hit a million listeners. There are morning radio shows in New York City with more listeners than that, with one affiliate. They are legends in their own mind. The only old media that still has gigantic audiences is talk radio, and we're on talk radio. But we're also dominating on the internet. And I just want to give you that report before we get into the news here. And we're going to have some big articles with all the Google Analytics and StatBrain and Alexa and all of those numbers. We've done these reports periodically, but it's important to give you, the listeners, who are the backbone of this transmission, a report from time to time on how we break down how many listeners we've got. 15 million is a conservative estimate, and I'm going to have that put together in the next week or two. I'm just so busy hitting the ground running with the 6-day-a-week radio shows from 11 to 2 weekdays central, back 4 to 6 Sundays, the documentary films, the nightly news, the news websites, the analysis, the breaking news, the gearing up our news force here. But this is the danger zone for us. We've had Nightline, New York Times, MSNBC, New York Daily News, Time Magazine, Newsweek. I mean, you name it. Hundreds of establishment, dinosaur, kleptocrat, traitorcrat, traitor stream, Seth stream, Decepticon stream, New World Order, prostitute, sellout, globalist, propagandist hit us with every attack they can. And of course, it's only made us stronger. So now they've gone back to quasi-ignoring, it's just they're bleeding out in front of us. They're absolutely bleeding out in front of us. And that's why the system now wants to censor the web openly. They've got more White House cronies, not just Cass Sunstein. The White House regulations are openly calling to shut down websites of those criticizing electric cars. That was even in dinosaur media this week. If you're a new listener, dinosaur, get it, old, extinct media. And there still are some dinosaurs, some species of birds. Alligators, crocodiles, they're pre-dinosaur. I mean, so there'll be a place for them in the swamps, eating dead fish and things. I mean, you know, I understand that. But you can't put the genie back in the bottle. And it's a really good sign that they've gone from being arrogant and trying to ignore the real media to now freaking out with the corporate prostitute media, joining forces with the corrupt kleptocrat government, begging them to also censor talk radio. See, if you have a big audience, the system wants to censor you if you're not going along with their propaganda. In fact, Aaron Dykes was pointing out to me, he's got a big report on it. he did one on the Nightly News Friday, that all this Bill Gates propaganda, I mean, I knew it. I knew he was, he owned part of Monsanto and big drug companies and was buying ads on ABC, CNN, and all these things that basically act like he may be the second coming of Christ. And that, you know, he when he goes to the bathroom, daisies, you know, fill the toilet bowl, and that, you know, his underarms smell like peaches. And that, again, he only helps the little ladies across the street. You know, not that his dad ran Planned Parenthood or that he's an admitted eugenicist and openly makes jokes about reducing the world population down to almost nothing. And you can pull those videos up. And or he says, pull the plug on Granny Killer. You can hire 10 teachers. You can pull that up. Just type in what I say. You can type in what I say into a search engine. You can pull it up. But Aaron was pointing out that in plain view on ABC News, there's banners and that it's sponsored by Bill Gates. And then we looked it up and it's admitted on all these channels. He's actually paying for these reports. It's pure product placement. He's paying to go on TV and run these hoaxes that people like Dr. Wakefield is a liar and discredited, when Dr. Wakefield has never agreed that he's a liar and been discredited. And after a decade of his research being confirmed by all these other scientists, they ran a hoax a year ago, and he's now suing the British Medical Journal and others, Dr. Wakefield is, and there's no dinosaur coverage of that. No dinosaur coverage that he's suing them. The journalist that wrote the article, not the paper, for the British Medical Journal. Turns out the British Medical Journal is funded publicly by the very vaccine companies that are losing billions of dollars because people are now finding out that on the insert of the vaccines for MMR, H1N1, regular flu, all of it, it says can cause Guillain-Barré, narcolepsy, death, and a host of other neurological disorders. I mean, they're calling him a conspiracy theorist and saying his research is discredited when the inserts pre his studies said it does this as a side effect. Now, the reason I'm going off this before I get into all the news and some huge info I'm going to cover coming up is that I did some research on Wakefield because he lives here in Austin, and I'm going to be interviewing him soon, probably the first big interview on his lawsuit. And I wanted to do double research on him again before I go to bat for him. And I'd already done it 50 times over, you know, before. I mean, I live this stuff, but I went and spent about 2 hours this morning going back over it. And this is what the corporate prostitute media did. They ran a hoax, kind of like they run hoaxes saying it's the law. You've got to take 50 something vaccines every year. There's no law anywhere. You got to take vaccines in the United States. Total hoax, but they say it on the news because they're being paid to locally in your town, radio, TV, all of it. It's on record. Product placement, propaganda placement. They call it behavior placement now. I coined the term police state placement when they're pushing police state. So I did all this research and I read the reports, and it's like, he is accused of unethical medical experiments on children. And you go read it. Parents with autistic children, they would actually do a colonoscopy at a hospital and get and look at the inflammation to prove it was separate from just saying it's a mental illness. There's something going on in the gut of these autistic children, and to get stool samples and study it and to find the antibodies for the measles in the MMR shot in their gut. But they spun it with, he was doing unethical things with children. What do you think you do in a study? That's what you do. And since then, it's all been duplicated. That's why his suit's so powerful. Turns out it had been done in government studies before Wakefield did. He didn't even know about it. See, he's hitting so close to the target and is well-spoken and good-looking, and he's got all these movie stars behind him. It scared him. So they, and Bill Gates, you know, he's next in all this, by the way. Well, I'm just going to leave it at that. The point is that he gets up on TV and says Wakefield's scum and a liar and all this stuff with anger in his eyes. Because this is a guy who's into eugenics. You can watch him on Bill Moyers talk about it, getting rid of people. You can type in Bill Gates says vaccines will reduce population. You'll watch him on TED TV. So see, that's how they run these hoaxes. The insert says can cause everything Wakefield talked about. But they're counting on you being stupid and not going and looking for yourself, so they lie to you. Now, I'm going to give you the big news, blitz, rundown coming up. Huge attacks on the Second Amendment, you name it.
on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay. Let me just run down some of the news I've got here in my stack. I've already had a little bit of it. And then I am going to go over 28 ways the globalists are openly committing crimes and unconstitutional actions against us. And a lot of these tie into news that's out today. And I just wrote these in about a minute or two right before I went on air today because I was just thinking about all of the crimes and outrageous garbage going on and how it's getting worse and how historically that's what tyrannies do. They degenerate because the criminals take over and they won't stop their own minions anymore. And the most wicked basically get promoted to the top and compete with each other. And you end up with a hellish situation. And so it's a corrupt worldly attitude with a scientific arrogant overlay where the globalists have learned how to manipulate the general population with different scientific tricks. And they think they can get away with anything now. And they say pride goeth before a fall. These elites constantly screw up. They're in control. They control the money supply, the issuance of currency and credit. But they also screw up and they're not invincible. Sometimes it'd be better if they were in a way invincible and knew what they were doing because they think they know what they're doing. And again, they're in general control, but it's kind of like a captain running a ship up on rocks. Okay, he's in control when he does it, but he's still crazy. But here are some of the points I'm going to be going over after I hit some of this news. NDAA, fast and furious, government drug dealing, government experimentation on the population, including killing people on record. Why do you ever trust them when they've been caught thousands of times doing it? Government lying. Elites exempt from laws and taxes. Biggest prison population in the world, period. All over the world they're growing bigger than they've ever been, and the U.S. has the record. In fact, I IM'd it to you, but I didn't see it in my stack. Will you print me that New Yorker magazine article that just came out called America Caged? Thank you. Fluoride, sevenfold bone cancer, brain damage. It accelerates and magnifies all other drugs in the system on record. Forced inoculations, lying about it, all the death and problems from vaccines. GMOs in every study, there's thousands of them in the rats and guinea pigs, but they block human studies. Just total organ failure, heart problems, brain problems, sterilization. Militarization of police, all the telltale signs, the surveillance society, general corruption, all the corruption they're constantly getting caught in, web censorship now being admitted, all the out-of-control spying without warrants, totally illegal. See, the Bill of Rights and Constitution protects you. And once you get rid of it and similar systems worldwide, it always gets bad. There's reasons those protections are there. And people that always have these excuses for why we should, you know, not do this or not do that, or, oh, just to bridge it a little bit, or let's have contempt for the Constitution, like Newsweek and Time Magazine have been having cover stories about, like it caused our problems. They're also scapegoating capitalism. The monopoly men don't like capitalism, folks. They're getting rid of it now. Davos is announcing that. And they're using the fact that the elites don't pay taxes, or very little, to twist it and say, see, raise taxes on those making $100,000 a year. That'll get the rich guy. And somebody making $20,000 a year, yeah, it sounds good. Oh, man, these people are so sick. But I want to say they're sophisticated only by the public not being sophisticated or being lazy, not deciding to decode how they operate, is the only way they get away with this. It's all the ultra-rich that are lobbying constantly for big government because they get the government contracts. In fact, I have a video later, an audio. I'm going to play breaking that down. General corruption, web censorship, spying, technology suppression, what they call disruptive technology, which means anything that the globalist would hurt any of their monopolies or combines. That's big. I mean, they've killed people over that if they won't sell. A national security dictatorship, that whole COG system where they tell Congress they can't see the COG plans when the Congress is the government on record, and finally a copy of NDAA and the National Defense Authorization Act tie in to Presidential Decision Directive 51 openly states in the cover page, they gave Congress the synopsis that Congress is abolished and that secret groups will run the government. And I've got articles about that where they're taking over major cities, private corporations are, and suspending the governments and saying you have no rights because you're bankrupt. And it was all done by fraud. You can't suspend people's rights just because a city is bankrupt, just because a corporation comes into the state and says it. Man, we're in trouble. This has all been done in third world countries over and over again and been tested. And now the globalists are going for Europe, the U.S., and wealthy areas of Asia. It's called the New World Order. It's a global corporate dictatorship through fraud. People say, well, let us have a world government, man. It's peace like Star Trek. No, no, no. This isn't where we vote into a world government and it's democratic. This is secret tribunals making the decisions. Continuing here. National security dictatorship globally. Environmental takeover, not about the environment. I mean, it's even in my own house, an HEB bag that says all of us should do our part for the environment. Don't use disposable bags. And then now they're banning disposable bags. And whether they're good or bad, the point is this is all about making us do what they say because it's for the environment. While ignoring genetic modification, toxic waste dumping, radiation levels going up all over the world. Now they just raise the levels of isotopes, in some cases 100,000 times, and just say, well, it's safe now for you. That was in the news a few months ago, but now it's happening globally. In a standardized move, governments are raising what they say is safe radiation. Oh, the TSA doesn't have to test their machines like everybody else does. Oh, you know what? Maybe we'll just have radiology departments not test X-ray machines anymore. I mean, they're actually talking about that. It's like actually poison the river, dump poison everywhere, but then make everybody go, I've got my reusable bag, which they admit is just a post-industrial move to shut down our coal, our energy. I mean, when the city of Austin announced 80% tax hikes on many power users, 2 weeks ago, they said, well, it was actually on the news, radio and TV, playing clips of the city council. They said, hey, you're going to pay more. It's for the earth. You're using too much power. But that's not even the reason. They allowed big mega corporations to come in and shut down all the city-owned utilities and smaller companies so they could then shut down their competition and just jack up prices and just say, hey, it's for the earth. While they have tax incentives on record to move General Motors factories to China and Brazil and Romania, tens of billions of dollars of your bailout money to them to move out of the country, and China gets three new coal plants a week, we get nothing. By the way, when Obama shut down that pipeline to bring oil from Canada to the U.S., it turns out Berkshire Hathaway has the train contract, Bloomberg reported, to ship the oil to the west coast of Canada and ship it to China. The globalists are shutting off our energy. They're not Americans. They're shutting America off. They own the investments overseas. See, you're brought up in school and you're taught everything's free market. And when something's privatized, there's bids that are put out. And then companies go put out the bids, and whoever has the best price and the best quality, they get the government bid. No, the truth is politicians are funded from the time that their city council people are even lower in the chain on boards. And the system comes and finds who is the most corrupt, and their wives get jobs at the companies they sell out to, their sons get jobs, their husbands get jobs, and many times now they even insider trade and give government contracts directly at the state, local, and federal level to companies their family owns. And when they get caught in 2011, 2012, I showed you the article last week, CBS News, Congress allowed to insider trade. Of course, I checked the law. It's totally illegal. Congress people went to jail for that 20 years ago. Not now, they don't. It's a national security dictatorship. And you notice everything's circling the drain now. You notice suddenly the prosperity's leaving. You notice suddenly everything's going up in price because they're devaluing the dollar. Because they are shutting down all their competition. They're shutting down the market. I mean, I told you 5 years ago when the decisions were made and announced, back when Bush was in, I said, if you live in Austin, Texas, it's one of the few cities that's been totally taken over by these people. Regardless of who even gets in office federally, you're going to be paying more for power because Austin signed on to the UN agreement to shut down power plants around it and to only let big globalist companies sell power. And so they go out with a straight face and say, the average person will only have a 40% increase. Last year it was 20, but some will have an 80% increase. And we need this for a budgetary shortfall. No, that's another lie. People just think that the money just goes to run the city. No, it goes, most of it goes to the company that's doing the service. It's not privatization. And then libertarians, many of them aren't sophisticated enough to know the difference between a real privatization and a fascist insider crony capitalist scam. See, racketeering and organized crime is the standardization and legalization and is a global revolution by the criminal class against free humanity. And all I do is read their white papers, their books, their communiques, and it's all public. They operate like you are lobotomized idiots. Because they've taught in school and in this culture that it is a virtue not to care. That it is a virtue, I mean, adults, people in business look at you like a weirdo if at dinner you try to bring up to them power generation and the history of electricity and how markets work. Or if you bring up to someone what sodium fluoride is bad for you, and they start laughing, and you say, no, let me pull up some studies for you. Let me explain sodium fluoride. You just type in sodium fluoride cancer, and you'll get major medical journals. They've known it for hundreds of years. And they just go, man, you're weird. You, like, know stuff. A lot of times people are, like, awe-inspired that someone knows about stocks and bonds, or someone knows about the periodic table, or that you know about anything. It's like you're a kook to be informed. Folks, our country was founded by people that were into speaking four or five languages, including Latin, and who discovered and harnessed electricity, Benjamin Franklin, and who, I mean, all of them were inventors and scientists and into being incredibly intelligent, and they weren't showing off. You read a 1777, 78 newspaper, I have a gigantic vocabulary and can even speed read, and I have trouble reading an average newspaper, and literacy was higher in the 1770s than it is now. You know who the rock stars were? They were inventors. You know who the rock stars were? They were the scientists. And the public wanted to be like that. And the whole world marveled at the United States, invented almost everything. And if you got, and they weren't wimps either. Everyone was very polite because if you slighted someone, they'd say, step outside. You want swords or pistols, pal? And if the person wouldn't retract the statement, they'd walk up and slap them across the face and say, you will come outside. So I don't, you know, men nowadays think it's not manly to understand knowledge. There's nothing more manly. It's the essence of being a man. It's the essence of being a woman. It's the essence of being a human. It's the essence of an awake, conscious person. And ladies and gentlemen, I only give you a fraction of my knowledge, and it's all public source. If I told you my full understanding of this, I can see the entire architecture of the New World Order. I have immersed myself so deeply in it. I have studied them. And I'm here to tell those that serve it, even at high levels. Most of you, I've studied you, were picked because you're competitive, you're highly intelligent, but you're compartmentalized, you're specialist. I'm a general knowledge person, a wide spectrum, a full spectrum. you are signing on to something that is going to destroy you as well. This hyper crazy eugenics dominant system is undoubtedly going to either destroy this species or bring us awfully close to it. And when you respond to the establishment with simple facts like, hey, we'd better look at what you're doing in the case of weaponized viruses, and they giggle and laugh about it. I mean, Dick Cheney wrote public policy papers in 2000. One of them was Rebuilding America's Defenses. It's public. Just type Rebuilding America's Defenses white paper. And they say, we're getting the race-specific weapons ready. We got to have the media prepare the public for their use. Oh, man. Whoa. And I usually attack the Austin American Statesman. One of three national papers that actually wrote editorials against it was the Austin American Statesman. So I got to commend that. Broken clocks are occasionally, you know, right, as you know, twice a day. But these people are so confident that that's going to be their downfall. And I've gone from hating the globalists and being disgusted by them to now just I'm just bewildered in my knowledge that they're stunted. They're able to carry out these anti-human destructive activities, so they're in dominant position as psychopaths, sociopaths, twisted people. And I've studied civilization. In every culture, psychopaths, when they get in control, build like a snail grows a certain type of shell, or a plant, you know, goes towards the heat and the sun. It's a tropism. You know, ducks quack, sharks bite, fish swim. It's a tropism. Men fight, women preen, women love, women nurture. It's a tropism, and they build architectures. And now with advanced technology, it's like a mutating architecture, but I see like Eskimo art, Inuit art, where it has the multi-face variant every angle you look at it. I see all the past generations of it and how it all intertwines like a kaleidoscope, like a carousel. And every permutation, I'm able to predict now what they're going to do. And they've got supercomputers that do it as well, and idiot savants that handle future predictive systems. They're on 50-year and 20-year and 10-year and overall 100-year programs. Zbigniew Brzezinski and other top globalists admit that. And now I can think of their program, once I discover a new piece of it, and use their NSA search engine, Panopticon, to look into what they're doing. And sure enough, what I have envisioned them doing, I will find word for word in their own public white papers, but from their twisted perspective. And it is unbelievable. I mean, I cannot even begin to describe to you, ladies and gentlemen, that what we're seeing is the formation of a truly false artificial habitat that the globalists have built for the general public. That is a slow straitjacket boa constrictor kill grid, but I can see the permutations within it, the blowback on the elite and the rest of it. It's going to kill everybody.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a new listener, I would suggest that you go online. You can buy the DVDs at InfoWars.com and watch them in high quality. But if not, they're all free on thousands of video services. Endgame, Terror Storm, or you can go to some of my newer films like Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic. You can watch films I made, you know, 13, 14, 15 years ago, Police State 2000, America Destroyed by Design. Go watch one of those films and that were seen as off the charts insane at the time, and then now look at the way we live. People see these films today and are blown away. They say, my gosh, this guy predicted everything. I didn't predict anything. The social engineers, see, this planet isn't run by the best looking. It isn't run by the person that's the smartest at building the best computer chip. It's run at the people that know how to use government and systems to take control of that. It's run by Ponzi scheme operators who learned how to get people to accept their fiat money. And once private banks get control of your country and can issue the currency like the private Federal Reserve, it's over. People are like, well, why do they want to wreck the economy then? Because they want to consolidate it. Because the globalists made a deal with the Chinese, and the Chinese communists took the deal to use their population as slaves, to reduce their population as part of the eugenics agreement. They sent Ambassador George Herbert Walker Bush over there, who'd run the Native American program in the 70s. He was a rock star of eugenicists. He got over half the Native Americans sterilized. Just type in Native American sterilized at reservations, 1970s. So they sent him to China before Nixon went, and they publicly said, put in a one-child policy, reduce your population, we will ship all the industry here, and in turn, our plan is to leverage out all free market competition and drive down wages there. We want an impoverished, controlled population. And now you hear that. Oh, austerity's cool. You go to Whole Foods, there's all these magazines about how cool it is to be poor, how cool it is to have nothing, how great it is to pay more for your power bill. I mean, our own city council, where I'm broadcasting you to from Austin, said, hey, we want to massively increase your power. It's for the earth. No, it's for scumbag criminals that have taken control. It's called austerity. It's done in every third world country by the IMF and World Bank, holding companies for the globalist. And so they're able to shut you down. The real power is in monopolies. The real power is in the green police coming in your house. They're not going to get in trouble for a big company, with Bill Gates owning Monsanto, with corn that produces its own pesticide where the bugs die if they eat it, but then they just say it's safe for you to eat but causes organ failure in all the studies with the rats. That's not an environmental problem. No, 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 no. The carbon dioxide you exhale, that's the problem, and you're the problem. You can pull Bill Gates up saying humans are bad because they exhale carbon dioxide. TED TV. Pull it up. It's all over the place. Bill Gates admits they're reducing population. Type it in. Watch him. Bill Gates says it's that, what do they call it? That death panels are real. Bill Gates calls for death panels. That's the name of the video. Go watch it. He's just one of these little sickos that think of you as dumb animals. And you know what? When you act like it, that only validates what they're saying and doing. But here's the deal. I'm not a dumb animal. I know what you're doing, and I'm not an immoral control freak scumbag, and I'm not going to join you, even though there's been entrees into that many times. You can kill me right now. I will never join you. I will never sign on to what you do. I will never commit suicide either. I love life so much, I'm ready to lay my life down. You got that? It's not just for my children. I love everybody's children so much that I've signed my whole family onto this, and I'm fearless. Whatever comes, I'm in God's hands. You can't threaten me because I am beyond driven. I have seen reality. I have seen what you're doing. And I want humanity to survive and thrive. And I'm not going to be part of what you're doing. And all of you listening out there, ladies and gentlemen, you know in your gut I'm right. And your gut is not your gut. Your gut is your subconscious, conservatively 100 times or more powerful than your conscious mind. You already know all of this. You already know I'm telling you the truth. Trust but verify, as Ronald Reagan said. Go look into what I've told you. Listen, I've been screaming for at least 15 years about government programs worldwide to weaponize every zoological virus or bacteria so it can attack humans, and human-to-human transmitted diseases as well. And here's the London Independent today. Research into mutant flu must go on. Scientists dismiss U.S. group's fear that creation of airborne H5N1 virus could inspire bioterrorism. Ladies and gentlemen, they've airborne weaponized Ebola. They've airborne weaponized hundreds of flus, mouse pox that kills 99% of any mammal species they design it for. And the government of Australia, under UN directive, put the blueprint to build it easily for about $200,000 on the internet 5 years ago. Now, the globalists are doing all this so there's plausible deniability once this stuff gets released. And I don't know how long we've got. We may have 10 years. We may have 16 minutes. I know the British government on record, Plainview, got caught launching the foot and mouth zoological attack on sheep and cows, on bovine, in 2000. I said it was a government op. And then it came out on the news. A year later, small footnotes, BBC, London Guardian, that indeed it was a government laboratory. But they said it must have been animal rights activists within it that are against domesticated animals. You think animal rights activists stole that out of a level 4 bioweapons lab and dispersed it over several hundred sites in a matter of a day? And then it popped up simultaneously all over the UK? No, that was done on an industrial scale. That's how I knew it was government. That it was more fast-acting. I went and looked up foot and mouth, had veterinarians on. Did my research. I live in the real world. I don't know who's in the playoffs right now with the NFL. Or has even gotten to the Super Bowl. I don't know all that. I'm sorry. I'm not a man. I'm not tough. But I do know about stuff that can kill my whole darling family. And my sweet little three-year-old. Every time I look at her, I want to cry. And I do know there's only a matter of time. Because the globalists have promised to release this stuff. Now, the first wave is probably only going to kill a few million people because I've studied them. They want to use that to practice, to beta test mistakes they make and to pose as the saviors. So when they release the big attack, they can sell the public on giving up all of their rights under a medical dictatorship for the big attack that comes after. They may do it in three rounds, each one getting worse. They may do it in one big one. Remember, I'm able to guess what they're going to do by studying them to such a point that I did say the government would launch a bio attack on 9/11. I said there's a bio attack has been launched, I believe, and it could probably be something like anthrax, and it'll be used to ram through more police state. And it's on record, the September 11th broadcast. It's on the line, and September 12th, and the ADL September 12th attacked me and had the quote. It's what they're saying is the ADL. Nothing about Jews in my statement, but the ADL attacked me. I guess because that's a good, you know, group to paint you with tar, and said Alex Jones says the government's released a bioweapon, and it'll happen. We'll see it in the next month. I mean, I knew because in the RAND Corporation documents that were public and the preconditioning I saw on the news, I noticed that there was some anthrax pre-hyping. See, how do I know when Coca-Cola's coming out with a new flavor? You see the ads. You know when Dodge is coming out with a new car because you see the ads. I mean, it's marketing. I'm a media person. And there was marketing pre-9/11 getting us ready to give up our rights and a new way of life. There was marketing on the anthrax issue. I mean, they think you're so dumb, folks. They do marketing campaigns in front of you. And they've got marketing campaigns about bioweapon releases that are going to happen and that the world will never be the same and they've got to take all our rights away once this happens and that the world government will save you from the bio attack, but that it's also good that there's going to be a bio attack and that we're going to all die because it's for the Earth. And we're going to cover that coming up in the next hour. There's an article at Infowars.com. There's all these real globalist statements about wanting to release a bioweapon to kill everybody, as I've been covering the last few weeks. But then The Onion comes out with satire to make fun of it so that now when we talk about it, yuppies think it's cute and make a joke out of it and say you heard that in The Onion. So Aaron Dykes will be in studio with us. I want to play a TV piece that's being shown to British school children where they teach everybody you're not going to have a good standard of living anymore, so you understand why they want to shut our economies down worldwide. And I haven't even gotten into the news. And I'm not even sure if I'm going to take calls on this Sunday edition because I've got so much I want to talk about. I haven't even gotten into the crimes of the New World Order yet and their master plan. But more and more, the news is secondary to who is in control. Certified psychopathic control freaks that want you dead.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ruling class in every culture has always seen the commoners as animals and scum. Except in a few enlightened, empowered societies that had huge renaissance when they tried to build up the average person. And so this studying and you know, system of tricking your population, manipulating, it's been developed for 5,000, 6,000 years to a science. But now it's entered its golden age. And the great contest for human destiny and our future is being played out right now. All of you listening, your food, your water is been poisoned, been manipulated. It's very hard to avoid the genetically modified organisms. They can have three generations of rats in just a year and find that by the third generation of rats, guinea pigs, and other mammals, they have near total sterilization just being fed one type of GMO corn or wheat. And it's the same in every study because it's not an accident. It's not a side effect. You're told that these different crops have a trait you're buying, and then it turns out in most of the studies they don't even increase yields like they say. But really you're being given the real trait, the Trojan horse trait. And we've all accepted these big Trojan horses into our lives because they're so small. They're hidden inside the food, the water that looks good, it smells good. That's how you poison coyotes. If you don't care about killing other wildlife, you just poison a pond they're getting water out of. Make sure it's a poison that takes a few days to kill them. They'll all drink it. They'll die. Other coyotes will go back and drink out of it. They won't know why they're dying. And we're treated like animals. But humanity is supposed to be different. We've certainly visited at least the edge of the stars. We've created music like Beethoven and incredible art. I'm a fan of humanity. I love humanity. The globalists, because they've done horrible things to their own kind, have made excuses. The mind often finds a way to follow what the heart wants, and the globalists are truly wicked in their hearts, and so they build worlds as self-fulfilling prophecies out of what they already believe and what they want to do. And so our life expectancy is dropping. We have the highest rates of cancer, diabetes, obesity, every other neurological infirmity. Here in the United States, we're the beta test. England follows us second as the next beta test. And we're now only probably 25 years into just a few crops being GMO. Now they're coming out with hundreds and hundreds. So we're about one generation. On average, humans replicate every 20 years. It'll take another 40 to be to that three-generation mark. And by then, we'll be like the guinea pigs. Mentally retarded, hair growing out of our mouths, almost completely sterile, bizarre deformities that happen after they're born, which many scientists thought wasn't even possible, non-cancerous deformities. Hell has been released. I'm walking dead, you're walking dead. Even if you try to protect your children, they're walking dead. And I'm here, even though I'll probably be shut down, who knows when, could be soon. Things are getting really dark. Or we could continue on for a long time if we back the globalist off and maybe reverse it. But I want you to remember that you saw this and heard this down the road. They've already got internet technologies to erase my voice off the entire internet in a matter of hours with the Kazaa-type systems that they have once everything's on cloud databases. So you're going to have to write down what I said. You're going to have to hide it. Because if we don't stop them at this juncture, they'll have excuses. You know, they'll claim, oh, we had toxic waste, so that caused everyone to be sterile. No, you were sterilized by the people that are in those high-tech government reservations. I'm talking to folks, of course, in the year 2035.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The entire architecture of the internet, which itself is a control and communication system into all technological devices, has been engineered to track and trace and control the population. It is now phasing into the control grid it was always designed to be by eugenicists, those that wish for total tyranny within DARPA. There is global standardization of every system on record. And today we're getting into the architecture of the New World Order, part of a series of reports I'll continue to do. I had a brainstorm before the broadcast began today, and I was just thinking about all the incredible crimes that are committed against us, and I only wrote 28. You guys can come up with hundreds more. We're going to do big reports on it in the future. By the way, I am going to be speaking in Dallas, Texas, coming up on the 19th, and then in Orlando, Florida, for an affiliate on the 26th of next month. And you can go to Infowars.com and find banners that link to that, but we're going to kick an events page up as well. It's a beta test for going and visiting more affiliates in the future. But how do you visit 100-plus affiliates? We'll try. But these crimes of dumbing down the population by design, that's in Department of Education documents that are in the book Deliberate Dumbing Down. Charlotte Iserby, Skull and Bones Family, number two Department of Education, exposing it all. Destroying the language on record, reducing it, changing it, changing what words mean. There's big studies out on how the language, people today, 200 years ago, couldn't even communicate with our colonial ancestors. I mean, we're just totally dumbed down, myself included. They're constructing a parasitic, predatory, scientific kill grid. That's what this whole New World Order system's for. And look at all the crimes they've committed, all the lies. They're attacking real culture, wherever it comes from, tribal, family-oriented, religious. They want you to accept their plastic, globalist culture that they can just download a new politically correct system into you the next week whenever they want. The bioweapons. I mean, all these governments, admittedly, and corporations creating hundreds and hundreds of super bioweapons in the name of fighting bioweapons that are specifically tailored to kill over 90% of the humans they come in contact with, while the globalists talk all day about getting rid of the population. The GMOs on record sterilizing every mammal species they're fed to, reducing fertility first generation, massively reducing second, near pure sterility by the third. Guinea pig rat studies, look it up, it's a nightmare. You're being fed this. Bugs cannot eat the GMO corn that has the pesticide that grows in it, a pharmacological crop. I mean, folks, there is a Holocaust going on, but it's not Nazi tanks and blitzkriegs and ditches shooting people in the back of the head. Well, they are doing that in Africa. I'm going to get to that in a moment. It's against everybody. While the whole time ignoring the real environmental problems and covering it up, listing carbon dioxide as the crime. Again, they're masters at controlling movements with a distraction that they use to then control everybody while engaging environmental holocausts that make your head spin. The fluoridation of the water, the cancer it causes on record, the deadly vaccines, their own inserts admitting it. All of this. Government drug dealing, Fast and Furious, caught blaming the Second Amendment as a false flag. The NDAA saying no Bill of Rights, no Constitution, we can secretly arrest you. The torture, constantly caught lying, the TSA lies. The ultra-rich exempt from the taxes because they write the laws. Then they point to the blue-collar folks and say, that guy who's rich making $200,000 a year, raise his taxes because they get paid most of that money in corporate welfare and banker bailouts. The ultra-rich want to rob the middle class through taxes, and the poor people are unsophisticated and don't understand that. Actually, they do. Most of them actually aren't for raising taxes. I've seen national polls. They've got it when Warren Buffett's saying, I want to pay more. Really? Well, then just pay it. Oh, you're so cold-blooded. You got Obama to shut down the pipeline bringing the U.S. oil so it won't be dependent on the Middle East, so you can ship it on trains, Bloomberg reports, to the West Coast and then to ships to China. Oh, because you care about us. I mean, these are cold-blooded scum who fund PR. Turns out Warren Buffett and Bill Gates are funding ABC News. That's why every time I turn it on, it's how great they are and how much they love you. And if they'll just raise taxes, they'll kiss you on the head. I mean, these are monsters. Now, I want to bring Aaron Dykes in here after this next break that's coming up, but I wanted to get to this now. There's more than 10 of these that I've seen. These were produced in association with the British government and foundations. You can just type in Plandopolis, and you can go to their website. You can watch them on YouTube. And they show this to kids in Britain. Now, you'd think this is a joke. This is not a joke. Similar stuff is shown in U.S. classrooms. I've got Time magazine from kids a decade ago saying, your parents aren't trendy. We wrote an article about it. Pull it up on Infowars.com. Your parents aren't trendy. They don't know to get a microchip in their bodies. Cool. They belong to the old generation that isn't with it. I mean, I've read this on air repeatedly. You can pull it up. This is given free in the schools to the kids, telling them your parents are bad and dumb. What did Al Gore get recorded repeatedly telling school kids in these auditoriums? Your parents don't know. You go home and tell them. Pay more taxes because of the evil carbon. They have video games in public schools teaching them carbon monsters are going to get them. I've talked to parents who have their kids in private and public school, and they say they'll drive by a housing development and cry saying the earth is dying. They're teaching them to hate themselves. And not even for the environment, but so they'll just do whatever the programmers tell them. It's the new religion, and the globalists admit that. But this isn't a joke. See, for those of you that are older and are under the old programming, this sounds extreme. To the young that are being shown this, it's a woman in charge, the man's a piece of garbage. That's a globalist model, CIA, Miss Magazine funded. So the women are working, so the kids are raised by the state. And they talk about how great this planned society is. Let's just play a few minutes of what's shown to British school children. And again, folks, there's thousands of these statements about post-industrial world. They're going to shut everything off on purpose. Cities saying we're going to jack up your taxes for the earth. Here it is.
Oh, hi. I'm so glad you're on time. I'm V. I'm looking forward to showing you around Plandopolis today. My husband works from home. He's a virtual engineer working on one of the city's desalination plants. He controls the robots who do all the important maintenance. I think he basically plays computer games for a living. You ready to go? Have you got your calorie card open on your smartphone? I registered your visit with Slick Travel Corp the other day.
By the way, this came out a year ago. They now are teaching in the U.S. and England, just type in, everyone to be given calorie cards, carbon tax ration cards. The EU is trying to pass it as law. They've passed a law phased in next year, but by 2020 by law, no families are allowed to live in a home alone. All new homes, including ones you're allowed to buy, are single, no more single parent or family dwelling. They're in communal buildings. That's now law. I mean, this is cult takeover. Let's continue. Here it is.
It makes so much sense, doesn't it? Switch off brain and go to work. With this many people around, I'm glad there's a mega computer in charge.
Stop right there. That's pushed by all these little globalist groups that pose as grassroots organizations but get written up in the New York Times of how great they are. All these little videos on the internet about a big computer will run it and divide everything up evenly. That's targeting the dumbest of people. Who programs the computer? What if you don't want to go live in the big plastic city? Let's continue. Here it is.
Our kids were allocated a school quite near my practice, so I can drop them off on the way. It saves on our calorie ration. Well, it won't be long until the little darlings get their career announcements. They've been working so hard.
That's what Bill Gates has always pushed, pre-testing. And they call it school choice. No, these are corporate schools that are actually taxpayer-funded partially, which you think, oh, well, I'm getting out of the gang member schools. Then you're sent to the Bill and Melinda Gates brainwashing school. They fund them all over the country with your tax money. It's all tax free for them. Continue.
Oh, I'm sure they'll get something good. Not that there's anything wrong with fixing carbon scrubbers for a living or anything. Are you hungry? Let's pop to the market as we're passing. Right, what's on the menu this month? No, not meat. It's not your birthday. The Global Food Council are doing a really good job of keeping food production going.
All right, let's stop there. They've actually announced the Global Food Council. It'll decide if you can even have a garden. We'll be right back. Total UN takeover of everything. Stay with us, Aaron Dykes. The news websites are prisonplanet.tv, where we stream video of the show, prisonplanet.com, that has a lot of news that's not on Infowars.com, and then, of course, Infowars.com. Aaron Dykes is in studio with us because he's so dedicated to the fight against the globalists without being told to. He's up here on Sunday, because once you actually see this for yourself, you don't want to rest. This is beyond insane what we're dealing with these scientific dictators that run the New World Order. So I'm showing you what's shown school children. Now remember, the globalists, and Aaron's going to list some of them, have called for a global food council forever. And in the 1996 UN Food Summit in Beijing, China, the head of the UN food program, you can pull these quotes up, called for using food as a weapon and for this global body. The UN already operates this way through the IMF and World Bank. Bertrand Russell and others said we would basically cut off the food from the West to other countries until they let the globalists take over and reduce population. State Department Memorandum 200. Just type in State Department Memorandum 200, Henry Kissinger. You'll see mainstream dinosaur news on it. Said, we will get global governance in impoverished countries, cut off their food supply if we have to. We'll fund rebels to destabilize their nation. We don't want people industrializing and because we want to dominate them. And we'll sell to the public that we're doing this because of their population. That's kind of the cover story. It's really just an excuse to kill people and keep them impoverished. Very, very evil. But let's just finish the little clip of her. Oh, the Global Food Council. Her kids are allotted what they're going to be when they grow up. Her husband, you know, runs robots, you know, that are running the city sewer system or whatever. And this is the technocratic system they're building. This is what is being developed. This is what is being set up. This is what's being taught. And it's classical, off the charts, scientific dictatorship. Let's go ahead and go to the clip.
The Global Food Council are doing a really good job of keeping food production going. I mean, you don't get the choice you used to, but we're better off than most. I think it's probably easiest to walk from here. You barely see a car in the city centre nowadays, unless you're rich. All the state knows.
Okay, so they sell that idea. That's enough. There's like 10 of these videos. There'll still be some rich people. Ooh, class envy. They're still going to have that going. Aaron Dykes, you're up here working. I guess because you were in town and saw the local Onion. Scientist, look, one third of the human race has to die for civilization to be sustainable. So how do we want to do this? Now, the real number is, they say, 80%. It's all official UN biological diversity assessment, 96 again. I mean, it's all over the place. We've written books, made films. Infowars.com covers it ad nauseum. And, of course, this is a national publication, but they have local versions of it to mix in some local news to even make you trust it more. And, again, when I was growing up, I would notice that they would say on News of the Weird and all this at the checkout line, Bat Boy at the White House or President Meets with Aliens. And next to it, it would say Arnold Schwarzenegger is a Nazi. And I separately had read about that and went, well, that's actually true. And then as I got more sophisticated, I learned, and now it's come out in the news, that they're government-run, a lot of them, or have plants inside. It's part of the policy to mix fake news with real news. Like, they've made jokes about NDAA and secret arrest of citizens. People send us emails saying you got that from The Onion. They've made jokes about all of it. And you'll go through the checkout line, it'll say Bat Boy on News of the World or whatever. And then next to it, there's a plan to put chips in people to track them. Well, that's in Reuters, too. But see, it makes it all a big joke and fogs everything up. And they have a lot of radio shows where they do this, where they mix things together. That's basically done intentionally so nobody can figure out what's really going on. Now, Aaron Dykes, your comments on this, because you know I have a comment on your article. Satire article complains at least 2.3 billion people must die to save the Earth. That's at Infowars.com. There's a comment from Alex Jones, and your big article is all documented. Maybe The Onion should also make jokes, and of course we're not saying they should, about the Nazis mowing down Jewish women. We have a link to photos of women with their babies in pits, naked, being shot. As the group of avowed eugenicists, maybe The Onion should also make jokes about the Nazis mowing down Jewish women. That would be just as distasteful as the group of avowed eugenicists, too, because they were, acted out murder in the name of saving the Earth. Or what about armed troops who burned down Ugandan villages and killed women and children last year on behalf of the British Carbon Trading Company? We have links to Dinosaur Media admitting that. And the World Bank. Also, what's going on in Honduras. They just kill them for the Earth. That, too, was a trendy, cool environmental act of genocide to save us from global warming, from the carbon dioxide humans exhale. Aaron, just amazing. But first, the World Food Council and your deep research into the world government that's already in place, that brainwashing for children is already going on.
Yeah, and my mind's everywhere on this, but of course there's the proposals for different forms of world government, and everybody from Lord Bertrand Russell to Henry Kissinger in the 70s to John Holdren now at the White House, who in the 70s wrote Ecoscience, they all have almost the exact same proposal that there's going to be a global food authority.
And by the way, what they propose is always in place under stealth. They propose stuff in the water to sterilize us and dumb us down. It is added. White House science czar calls for it.
But they say in no uncertain terms, they want to ration foods to individual nations. And meanwhile, those nations have to meet population reduction targets. If they don't meet them, they withhold the proportionate amount of food, implying they're going to starve people to death.
And he says, we'll also use war and famine.
They like killing.
He says, obviously, if a country's doing good, we'll just hire rebels to blow stuff up.
It's obviously not about food for the population. They destroy food to keep prices up with the economic situation. The stuff about taking land.
No, it's a managed economy. Same way we can't have our own oil, it gets shipped to China. And we get lectured by Obama about it.
And when they take the land from the Hondurans or from the Ugandans, that's all to grow biofuel or GMO.
By the way, we have links. Even the New York Times admits they go in and line the families up and mow them down. And the New York Times is like, well, it's for the earth. You know, I mean, they're kind of like, I mean, folks, this is like fascism. Go ahead.
But you've got everyone in government and these non-governmental organizations that help run the world. All these people in academia.
That's the thing. They act like they're liberals. See, Nazis don't run around in Nazi uniforms. They act like trendy hippies.
Yeah, you've got the most establishment figures in the world all obsessed with eugenics, all the skull and bones people, for one, totally obsessed with the population stuff.
And every major university head we look at of the biology departments, like Pionk at UT, it's long hair, sandals, are like, we got to get rid of 90% trendy. People are like, well, he's got long hair. It's trendy. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, line those Africans up. It's trendy.
But the general public eventually picks up on some of this rhetoric. But here it is again, spinning it as a joke to the nihilist trendy class.
Listen, I've seen hundreds of comments and emails over the years from 2 years ago when The Onion put out a fake martial law video from Congress when that was separately being debated by Ron Paul. And congressmen were saying, we've gotten the PDD 51, it's for martial law. The Onion goes and makes jokes. And then I've get hundreds of comments over the years. Oh, you saw that on The Onion. This is psych warfare.
Oh, yeah, I agree. And it's, you know, it is sharp criticism. The problem is it doesn't go that way to the public. I mean, if you're in the know, you can recognize that it's kind of clever wording. But the general public thinks, you know, it's all a joke, like you say. Yeah.
Well, it creates a joke response in those synapse systems. And the first time you recognize information, if it's in a horror area, a smell area, a joke area, that creates the staining in the electrochemical synapses for recognition. So the next time you hear about it, it's a joke.
Yeah, it makes you isolated and numb to that whole information.
Yeah, well, it's a fusion of three psychological disciplines. It's very sick. Stay there. I want to come back more with you, Aaron. I want to just go over the news and get your commentary. Aaron Dykes, of course, routinely fills in and hosts the radio show and the nightly news every weeknight, 7 o'clock, prisonplanet.tv.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it any more than you.
All right, I'm going to continue with Aaron on the globalist master plan, because you've got to understand the overarching reasons for all this. And then in the final segment, I've got all these 6, 7, 8 stacks of news that's all off the charts. I haven't even gotten to. It's all at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I had the whole list earlier, but here's just part of the new affiliates we've gotten in the last few weeks. KWAP, 1430 AM, Wasilla, Arkansas, Monday through Friday and Sunday show. I want to say hi to those folks. WGEA, 1150 AM, Geneva, Alabama, Monday through Friday, live. WAAM, 1600, Ann Arbor, Michigan. And that's rebroadcast in the evening. KIVA, 1550 AM, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Monday through Friday at night. But they say next month it's going to during the day. It's so popular, live. KOHI, 1600 AM, St. Helens, Oregon. Wow, that's beautiful out there. And the volcano. 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., so that's live, Monday through Friday. WBYB 100.39 FM, Olina, New York. That's also live Sunday, but also weekdays they've got it. KIXZ 940 AM, Amarillo, Texas, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Time. They rebroadcast it, and they pick us up Sunday. WJOC 1490 AM, Chattanooga, Tennessee, live Monday through Friday. That's just some of our great affiliates. We're getting so many new ones. You know, Aaron, that's what's exciting is that people actually have taken me up on looking into what I've said. For a lot of years, some people will look it up and go, wow, this guy's telling the truth. But most people said, okay, part of what he's saying is true, but it can't be that bad. Now that so much of this stuff has happened, now most people are looking into what I've said, and they're finding out it's worse than I'm saying, Aaron.
That's been personally very fulfilling for me, even when I know you're not making something up. I look it up anyway because I always learn new things, and I have this enriched, like, deep knowledge of what you're talking about, and I know the whole background, a lot of the players involved. And when you start seeing the same globalist players in a chain of continuity pushing this agenda over centuries, that's when it really gets creepy. I mean, that's when we start to really get close to the target.
And people ask if they'll spike. This is a key point. I want folks to listen carefully, and then I want your view on this, Aaron. As I've thought a lot about this, the most common question I get is, why are you still alive? Well, in the early days, they tried to hire me. You know, hey, come work for us. We'll make you a star. And then I've been beat up and told to shut up. And I've had dirty tricks and things happen. But they've assessed the fact that I'm 110% committed because I've seen what's going on. I mean, you see the real world, folks, not the Matrix. But the real architecture of this, not just this thin level we're kept in of disinfo and false information, it's not hard to not sell out. I mean, you can't sell out. This is the most sickening, hyper-dominant, out-of-control scientist that developed the system. It's so anti-human, so evil, so ugly, goes so against everything in my soul and heart that it's not even debatable. It's not even a question. And the values of being powerful or cool or all the petty animal level stuff that they use to program us with. When you actually become a conscious, awake human, they would call it illuminated. But that's just being a normal human, just being normal. The globalists call it illuminated that they're evil and understand all this and are conscious. You understand? That illumination is a false version of just being conscious. When once you're actually conscious and see this and see what the dark workers are doing, sell out and jump in a pack of black devils? Jump right into hell's mouth? No, thank you. Okay, you're going to kill me, set me up, destroy my name? Go right ahead. I don't want to be at a table with you. Just like I don't want to, you know, hang out in my basement with a dead horse. I mean, it's just crazy. And you see how in bondage people are through trendiness and how they'll do anything if it's stylish and cool and just totally pack-driven. It's so scary. The globalists haven't killed me because we're so on target with what we're covering that they don't want to create a martyr. So they've tried to assassinate my character instead and who I am from below and above, from grassroots staged events and domino chain reaction hysteria attempts on us. Those haven't worked. The upper attacks haven't worked as well because I've been conscious of it. Attacks are meant to freak you out and get you, oh my gosh, I'm being attacked. I better defend myself. Hey, I'm just putting out the info. Destroy me. The info is there at the end of it. You see, it's that power of the info already went out. Destroy me. I don't want to be destroyed. I love life so much I'm willing to give it up. Destroy my name. Destroy it all. This message has to go out. The globalists know. I see them. You see, that's the other issue. They know I'm looking right at them. They know I got it. I got it, in fact, more than many of them do. So that's why I've been told from very high levels they actually listen to the show because, in a way, they're so decadent and so sold out to everything. It's kind of thrilling to hear somebody talk about them from the other perspective. I'm almost like Howard Cosell calling the game. They're so sick of the fake reality they give the public. They know there's blowback on them. They know it's actually hurting them as well. Some globalists clearly believe that I'm also, in a way, even helping them understand their plan a little bit better. because each of us is a stage, each of us is a player upon the stage. The whole world is a stage, to quote Shakespeare. But what I'm getting at here is that obviously it's like a moth to flame. The psychopaths like to hear about themselves. The psychopaths like to call the police station and say, I'm going to kill another one tonight. There's nothing you're going to do. They get more and more reckless. They want to be caught subconsciously. But in a statistical cold-blooded analysis, they haven't killed me physically because it could exclamation point, highlight, underline, shout out, megaphone, everything I've said. But again, I've answered that question for you. I just think it's important for you to understand they don't want to endanger their overall program because it's all based on the false reality. It's all based on them making things more and more about fantasy, phasing out reality, phasing out our true republic, phasing out our culture, destroying everything, making people just these emotional, arrested development, you know, adults that are like children, unconscious, unawake, basically in the dark. And so the globalists basically are masters at mass manipulation and hoaxes and false reports and to use our own goodness against us to buy into their frauds, to buy into their fake party atmospheres they create. And so they're actually quite weak. They're only able to operate by playing like an instrument the public. But the moment you're conscious, they can't do that anymore. And so that's why. They have to sell you that torture is good and secret arrest and surveillance is good. They've always had to hide that. Now, because we've exposed it and others have, they're having to try to go, well, okay, it's okay to have the TSA grab your daughter's crotch or your wife's breast. It's okay to have us put fluoride in the water. It's okay. They're okay. We did put on the insert. The vaccine can brain damage you, but still it's good for you. Don't read the insert. Don't look at the fine print. You see, Aaron, I'm ranting here, but do you have any perspectives on what I've said?
Yeah, in addition to what you're saying, I think it has to do with the pace of information. I mean, what's the real reason why the Library of Alexandria got destroyed? It killed a whole culture of information. And so I think in a decade, if they succeed in stopping the internet, that's when you might be physically in danger. Right now, the public knows what's going on, and it would be a total backlash against them. It was easy in the 60s when one hand controlled the only three television networks to kill the Kennedy brothers and Martin Luther King and spin it and lie about it, and they knew they'd basically get...
And now it's come out the CIA was there, gunman. The L.A. police said that he was shot from behind. It was the government. And that's on record. Sorry, go ahead.
When you get killed 10 minutes after a crucial election and your brother was murdered for related reasons, it's not really, doesn't take brain science.
Exactly. There is that psychic warfare, that psychological warfare, that psychological compulsion built in that when you hear about any corruption, you call it a conspiracy theory. Stay there. I want to hear more from you, Aaron, on the other side. I'm going to hit a smattering of news here, but we've really been just talking about the philosophy of the New World Order.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets. I don't like it any more than you think.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I do a show on the weekend because I get so wound up in the past. Started doing the show on the weekend, I guess, 5 years ago. Time flies. I get so wound up that I want to be back on air. And so I guess I should do more radio interviews. You know, we turn down most of the interviews unless it's a big syndicated show just because I'm so busy. And I guess it's when the weekend's happening that I want to do stuff because I've got time off and I'm thinking about everything. Sometimes I get a bit burnt out here at work, but I'm just begging you, audience, because I love you and I care about you. I mean, it's basic human compassion and understanding that if you care about somebody, they're going to care about you and that builds a better world. I mean, if I didn't know a child and saw him walking out in front of a car, I'd run out and try to push him out of the way. Not because I'm a hero, but because I'm just a normal person. And they've taken our basic human instincts out of us. I mean, I've told the story probably 20 times, and I'll tell it again, briefly. I know my son was only about a year and a half old, so I guess it had to be about 9 years ago, 8.5 years ago. And I was at a La Madeline in North Austin restaurant. And I went to the bathroom. We were halfway done eating dinner. And I came back. I heard yelling and screaming while I was in the bathroom. So I came out. All these people were standing around a woman turning purple, grabbing her throat, choking. They were all screaming like parrots, 911, 911, like call my mommy government, call my daddy government. And I said, somebody do the Heimlich. And somebody's like, be quiet. We'll get an ambulance. Just, again, an idiot. The woman would be dead by then. 4.5 minutes, 5 minutes, you're dead. You know, I took CPR when I was on the swim team in Dallas. I'm just a basic course. I knew that. Dead. And I said, listen, I'm going to give her the Heimlich. And now the woman's falling over on the table. Purple, grabbing her throat. And I had to shove the people out of the way. Bug my eyes out at some tough guy because it was a crime to help somebody. You got to call the police. I mean, I guess if I'm going to the bathroom next time, I'll call the police to come wipe my hind end. I mean, that's what this is coming down to in this sick culture. And it wasn't because I was a great guy. This woman was dying. And then I got her, did the Heimlich. She coughed out this big old piece of bread. And everybody's like, you're a hero. He's a hero. But they were acting weird. The woman's like, oh, my stomach. So I thought, oh, I'll get sued. I'm like, no, we're not finishing dinner. Let's go. And they were all just like demonic and angry that someone had done something. They just wanted a black boot to stomp them in the head. They wanted to be run like those people in Nazi Germany who followed orders into those pits to be shot in the back of the head. I mean, it's like a demonic destroy me attitude. But I can't get mad at them because they've been programmed to not be normal. They've been programmed to be these creatures. But I'm going to tell men something. You're not going to find manhood watching football and cussing with your buddies. You're not going to find it there. Your food and your water is having compounds added to reduce your fertility and to lower your testosterone level. Women, the reason we have the highest rate of cancer in the U.S. and breast cancer is because the estrogen mimickers and the bisphenol A, I care about you. And nobody's going to care about you in the establishment when they're sucking all the money out of you at a hospital and you're putting the ground in a year. And no one will want to admit they didn't avoid the cancer-causing stuff. Just it's time to turn it around now. And for a lot of you that serve the system, I know a lot of you aren't going to listen, but I've studied this. Only the royalty and the top elites are obsessed with organic food. They have it flown with them everywhere they go. You can look this up. It's incredible. Just look up Each Globalist and then type in organic food. You'll find out they have their own farms and gardens and are obsessed and carry it on their own jets. In each case, if it's a eugenicist talking about reducing our population, Bill Gates, the British royal family, Dutch royal family, Ted Turner, any of them, they're now obsessed with their own food and water everywhere with them. You know why, folks? They're all making statements how they want to kill you. They're top scientists that own the companies giving you the food you're eating. Okay, so I know you won't listen now, but when your 10-year-old gets that cancer, I want you to go look up that 50 years ago, no children got cancer. Or when your wife, that pretty little 35-year-old, gets that breast cancer and they want to chop her up and then a year later she's dead or whatever, then you'll look up what I told you. Okay? Because the wages of going under this are death. The wages of being part of the system and, oh, I don't talk about kooky stuff like that, Alex Jones. The wages of that are death. You understand that? This is real. This is real. This is real. As real as it gets. Okay? As real as it gets. I know I'm the bad man because I wasn't out of a restaurant of like 40 people gathered around that woman watching her die. I went over and did the Heimlich maneuver. Not because I'm anything special, ladies and gentlemen. Quite frankly, you cross me, I'm one of the most hateful, vindictive, aggressive people you can imagine. You know why? Because I'm real. I'm a real human being. I bleed red blood. I have real passions. I don't want to be a slave. You understand that? You have been warned. You have been warned. You have been absolutely told what's going on. None of this crud matters. Aaron, I'm sorry. I dragged you in here to talk because you're up here working and I'm ranting. But your view overall on all this.
I appreciate you letting me say that too, because I've talked to friends who they say they're pissed off because their grandmother died of cancer. So now they want to go to grad school and be part of the pharma system. I told them, you look up the Maurice Hilleman clip where they laugh about cancer and the vaccines. Look up the congressional testimony where they talk about the taint.
And their eyes glaze over.
But going back to the...
No. Breast cancer. Always treat it. Don't ask why it's up 3,000%. Treat it. Don't ask... It's like trying to learn how to treat somebody run over by a Mack truck instead of don't be run over by the Mack truck. I'm sorry.
But this is someone who's a Ron Paul supporter. They know about 9/11. They know what's going on, but they won't go that extra step.
They can't face it.
But look at what's here in this satire, this humor article about how 2 billion people need to voluntarily commit suicide. Well, what is
in Australia, ABC News Australia, they actually, we showed it. They teach the kids to commit suicide.
But here, it's suicide by voluntary ignorance about the stuff we've been warned about. They joke in here about how half the world's progeny have to be sterilized, how they could poison the world's water supply to kill us. That's in this humor article. Well, you know as well as I do, it's real.
That's in the White House documents. It's been done at least since the 70s.
Yeah. Well, at least since 1969, when Planned Parenthood's vice president wrote a secret memo saying they should put fertility control agents in the water and encourage homosexuality and a whole bunch of other junk. You as well as I know that...
And then they make it about bashing gay people. Hey, buddy, I'm not upset about what you're doing in your bedroom. The point is they put chemicals in there to confuse sexuality. That's why our runoff from our sewage is so bad. Most of the fish are bisexual now, and the entire life cycle's breaking down. I'm talking about chemicals in your water.
It's not even... It doesn't... It's not.
No, I know. That's why they've had hundreds of publications attack us on this point, saying we're anti-gay, because they're so scared folks are going to look this up. They want to make it about a political correct religious thing where they go, ooh, he was mean to our sexuality.
But how about when Eric Pianca did his speech at the Texas Academy of Sciences and the audience of scientists laughed about how we need to, quote, sterilize everyone on
through the water and kill everybody. And they actually started crying at some point.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll kill everybody. Oh, murder. We're control freaks. We're in on the plan to kill everybody. Oh, we're so cool.
Mm.
Laboratories all over the United States with airborne stuff that kills over 90% of the people it comes in contact with. Hey, cops, how are you going to like it when that stuff gets out and your kids are all dead? They'll probably blame us.
Mm.
Aaron, look at this article. You did one on this, but it's also NRA's reporting. New Jersey Assembly moves to ban all handgun and most rifle ammo, including any guns that have been altered, including putting a scope on them. This is out of ammo land, but you have a big article at Infowars.com. And now we learned all over the country they're introducing legislation to ban ammo.
Yeah.
Here's another one. United Nations preparing to manage global mental health. They're going to write all the guidelines on that. And they say not trusting authorities mentally ill, Aaron. All the founding fathers were bad. Here's some more. Forced to stand for 24 hours, suicide nets, toxin exposure and explosions inside the Chinese factories making iPads for Apple. But Al Gore's on their board, so it's trendy.
The whole global system, the stuff they do at Davos and the G20, we're supposed to buy into it and sympathize with how we're going to help and save the world. Look what the IMF does. They put in those
regulations. Davos is saying that, oh, they're going to fix everything. They're the ones that raped everyone.
Yeah, that's what the IMF does.
They're the criminals that stole all the money that own the whore media that lies to you. They're all eugenicists at Davos. They always shoot their mouths off there. These are people so evil, they get off on your wife dying of breast cancer. I'm sorry.
If you can barely read, you can at least watch the movie Life Plus Dead on the IMF, how they put Jamaica into receivership, how they weren't allowed to export their own crops or even trade them in their own country, how when they complained about the wage controls, they brought in Chinese slaves to take the jobs the IMF created to save the country. They did that to every third world.
Yeah, Jamaica, my parents wouldn't go there 30 years ago all the time. It was awesome. Happy people, great. Now it is, I've been there, a living hell pit. But that's what the globalists do. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to find out, because let me tell you, we tried to stop it. It's going to roll on, but it's running into problems. The globalists are having problems. It's all at Infowars.com. Humanity's got to awaken to defeat this tyranny. We'll see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, on the radio.